Earlier today, President Bush pledged more money to the state of New York and to New York City for the recovery effort from the attacks nearly 6 months ago. The total amount of federal aid for New York is now more than $21 billion. Also today, final rules were announced for the September 11th Victims Compensation Fund. The fund was set up by Congress to compensate people who were injured and the families of those who died. Today, the government increased the amounts that will be awarded, but as NPR's Greg Allen reports, some families are not happy with the proposals.
The Victims Compensation Fund is a federal pool of money, estimated at about $6 billion, to be distributed to those injured and the families of those who died on September 11th. Families who opt into the fund, however, must agree to give up their right to file lawsuits against the airlines or others. Kenneth Feinberg is the fund's special master. Last December, Feinberg had scarcely unveiled the proposed rules for the program before a firestorm of complaints broke out from the September 11th families. Feinberg says he met with more than 1,000 of the families over the past several weeks, and he says he's heard their complaints.
We, the administration, the Department of Justice, my staff, have considered all of the very helpful and thoughtful thousands of comments that have come in. We've received them, we've analyzed them, and we're making adjustments that we believe will further improve the program.
In the final rules unveiled today, Feinberg made significant changes. He's increased the amount the fund will award in non-economic damages, sometimes called pain and suffering, to the widows and children of those who died. Those awards will go up from $50,000 to $100,000 each. Families have been concerned that the amount the fund allocated for pain and suffering was much lower than what is routinely awarded in lawsuits. Families also were concerned that money they received from life insurance and pensions would be deducted from their compensation. Feinberg said under the bill passed by Congress, he's forced to deduct pensions and life insurance from the awards. But he said he would not count Social Security, workmen's compensation benefits, or victims' 401k savings against payouts from the fund.
The net result is going to be substantially more tax-free awards to these families.
Feinberg says the changes announced today will raise the average payout from $1.65 million to $1.85 million. But for some of the families, that's not enough. Steve Push is with the group Families of September 11th. His wife Lisa died on the plane that hit the Pentagon, and he's one of those who's been involved in discussions with the Justice Department about the Victims Fund. He compares the $1.85 million average from the fund with the $2.7 million he says the FAA uses in air safety planning as the value of a life lost in an air crash.
And we don't understand why the difference in those two numbers. Is the administration saying that the FAA was wrong to pick that number and that they really should be spending less on aviation safety? Or are they saying that on average an American's life is worth $2.7 million? But our loved ones are worth less.
As Feinberg made clear, the rules outlined today are final. But he went to some pains to say that he would be flexible and determine individual awards on a case-by-case basis. And he said his staff would work with families to come up with a ballpark estimate of what their award would be so they could decide whether to go with the fund or go to court. Although the rules are final, some of the families still have not given up on additional changes to the program, and they're now looking to Congress. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.